Hi everyone, trust you're doing well. Welcome to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast, and wherever you are, I hope this broadcast finds you well, and I hope it blesses your life, and I also pray that it answers your question. This is for everyone who is struggling with trusting God. So let's get into it, yeah? Okay, I'd like to say that if you're like me, basically, and you're very emotional, that every slightest trigger can make you dump every productive thing you're doing to tend to your feelings until you get better. Well, if you're like a version of me in the past, because God, I'm no longer like that. I'm trying to say that God doesn't answer to our feelings. You know, He doesn't invalidate your feelings and circumstances. They matter. And they are very much worth paying attention to. God cares about your feelings, but they are not reliable enough to base your life on. And emotions are the very least medium God interacts with men. Trusting God is not about ignoring your feelings. You know, it's not about ignoring your reality. It is not pretending that everything is okay when it isn't. Trusting God is living a life of belief and obedience to God's word, even when it's difficult. You know, like, one of the things that God has taught me is that anxiety can only come when we are not trusting in Him. If we truly put all our faith and trust in Him, who has already won the victory, then what is there to worry about? Like, you can bet your whole life on it. There's nothing to worry about when you're trusting God. So I'd like to read some scriptures that helped me when the storms of life come crashing down on my shoulders, when it's like I've forgotten everything that I used to know because of the issues and the problems I'm facing. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, "Cast all your cares, anxiety on Him because He cares for you." And then Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight." Then there's this one that is so profound. Isaiah 26 verse 3. It says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you forever." Like, you would never go wrong. You would never go wrong with the scriptures. You know, every one of us has someone that we feel very comfortable being honest with about anything. When things get difficult, He's not asking you to keep those troubles to yourself. He expects you to come with the troubles to Him like you would go to a best friend. That is the relationship the Holy Spirit wants with us. He wants us to be so close to Him that we don't want any other friendship, any other intimacy outside of Him. Every other thing outside is a plus. Every other thing outside is a plus. There's this thing they say in the streets: you carry your problem, go outside, and now your matter don't cast. Like, you take your problems outside without taking it to God. Now everybody knows what you're dealing with. This is what happens when you don't have a good relationship with God. God loves you. He loved you first. You can show your trust in Him by talking about your feelings and circumstances with Him, the good, the bad, through prayer. Don't let emotions control you. Seriously, when I learned that emotions are the very least way God interacts with me, I was like, whoa, it's not by my tears, though. It is not by my tears. God follows principles. He's a God of covenant. And then when you are just all about your feelings, then you will not get to the level of God that you really want to get to. There's this thing people do. They feel like God is disappointed in them. You've gone so far astray that you feel it's weird to come back. See, these are the parts of the feelings God wants to address. He's not disappointed in you or angry at your doubts or struggles. Like how? He's not in His character. He cares about you way too much. Stop feeling ashamed to come to God. No matter what it is that you're doing in your closet, you know He knows. He knows already. Then why are you hiding? you need help and you're hiding, he's always presenting you a chance to come talk to him about your struggles. We even find it easy to tell people, yo, I'm struggling with sexual identity issues, but you can't tell God to help you sort out your issues. That's too low for you who claim to be a Christian. Jesus is for you more than you'd ever know. He pays attention. Knowing that God is for you will strengthen your trust in him. He's for you, he's in you, and he's with you. It is a promise and he's never leaving. And the word of God does not work according to our feelings. Even though you feel like this thing is not happening, I've been praying and it's not happening. We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by sight at all. We walk by the Spirit of God. We walk by the Word of God. And you can bet your life on it that everything God says surely comes to pass. Everything he says is just according to your faith. So I'd like to share a testimony with you all at the end of this podcast. So please stay with me. And also, these are the ways. You're going to be talking about the ways you can stay steady, trusting God. Number one is find truth in the scripture. Apostle Joshua Selman said something. He said, God cannot be committed to a man outside the basis of the scriptures. God deals with every man according to his revelation of his scripture. It's a personal thing. Everybody's reading the same Bible. But why is it that some people have more results than the other? It is a personal thing. God knows you need somewhere to go to when you feel unsure. That's why he gave you his word. He gave his word, literally. Knowing the scripture gives you rest. It frees you from unrealistic scenarios that run you into worry. You will be led into lies about your life and who God is if you don't know the scripture. I'm going to read John 8 verse 32, the Passion Translation. It says, for if you embrace the truth, that is the word of God, it will release more freedom into your lives. The footnote is even the most interesting part. It says, the truth Jesus gives us releases us from the bondage of our past, the bondage of our sins, and the bondage of religion. The Greek word for truth is reality. So to embrace the reality of Christ brings more freedom into our lives. Imagine what knowing the word of God will do to your mind. You don't need to seek anybody to see vision for you because you already know what God says about it. You don't need to seek anybody to come and any seer, what is going on, this one, that one, I had this dream, this one, that one. When you can open the Bible and address the issue, the life of a Christian is a life of authority. That is why what sin does is that sin reduces our authority. It reduces our authority and it introduces a lot of lies, a lot of misconceptions into our life, that when you indulge in it for so long, like, it will take you so far away from the truth that you know. So cling to God's word, cling to the truth when life throws you a curveball. If there is anything that is steady in this life, then it's the word of God. Then the second one is confess unbelief. You don't counter thoughts with thoughts, you counter thoughts with words. It is one thing to know the truth. It is sometimes hard to believe it when life takes unexpected turns. You're human. You're able to confess to God when your feelings and beliefs are not lining up with his truth. You can ask him to help you believe his word. No need to form hard guard. God loves your vulnerability. Confession makes you humble yourself and allows you grow in trust. It helps you understand that God is bigger than you could ever imagine. And if the devil comes into your mind with his trash talks, counter him verbally with scriptures and words of affirmation. When I was a teenager, they used to tell us, if you want to build confidence, then you have to constantly speak to yourself. And I know how that helps me then. Now imagine you do that when the devil brings thoughts and pictures into your head, trying to trying to make you question your identity in Christ, and then you counter it to the word of God. You counter it immediately. It boosts your faith. Like, it's like an adrenaline. It boosts your faith immediately. So guys, confess and believe. It's not something that you mutter in your heart or something that you just say in your mind. It will keep on coming. But when these thoughts come, you just immediately counter it. Like, you counter it physically. You see that they will not, like, this is real. I practice this every time. It will not come again. It will not come again, honestly. So you do that and it will help you. Another one is, share your concerns with your community. Share your struggles with another fellow of Jesus whom you trust. Someone who is pushing a relationship with God regularly and who knows God's word. You do not have to tell everybody or everyone. Find those who encourage you and share the truth with you. This period of my life has truly been the toughest. Sometimes I will just be numb. I will be wondering, why does it feel like God is punishing me? I'll be so mad at myself and at God. Like, I'm doing all these things for you and you're treating me this way. Like, I was just so petty. But what kept me going was the community I had. I had friends who would call me and then they would pray for me. They would prophesy into my life. I had steady people that would call me every day. Seriously, I cannot begin to stress how that kept me going, how it helped me come out of the problems I was facing. Communities remind us that you are never alone in hard times. You are never alone. So if you're listening right now and you don't have a community where you share your issues with, you don't have a friend who has a good relationship with God that you can literally share anything with, then you are on the wrong side. Seriously, I would urge you to have friends like that, to have godly friends, so that when your faith is failing, they will help you, lift you up in prayers. When you're falling, they will hold your hands and lift you up in prayers too. Another point is, be grateful. Be grateful for everything. Difficult situations, they feel very consuming. It is really hard to see past them to other good things going on around you. Good times even get overshadowed by other more complicated, times, making you forget that God is in everything. Like, we celebrate our mistakes, we celebrate our issues, we talk about it a lot more than we thank God for the life that He gave us. Everybody thinks being alive is basic. It's not basic. Is a gift to still have this breath in your nostrils. God's mercy is consistent. And when the world is falling apart, it's there for you. I remember days when I'll be crying, I'll be telling God thank you. Like, I'll be telling Him thank you. I'll be in pain, I'll be crying. I'll be confessing gratitude. He helped me fight the lie that everything is horrible. I wasn't doing it before. I just started doing it. And I just gave it a week and I saw that things started changing. Gratitude is a law. Is a law. I don't know if you know the books of Rhonda Byrne, The Magic, The Secret. The magic is gratitude. That magic is gratitude. So be grateful for the small things. Be thankful for nothing. Be thankful for nothing. So guys, we'll be stopping here for now. I'd record a second part of this by next week because your girl is busy. So my testimony is, I've been looking for a job for so long and nothing was coming for over a year. I was getting frustrated. not like I was getting frustrated. I was actually very frustrated. I was like, why? I would learn skills, add it to my CV, so I'll boost it and still go for interviews for months. Nobody will call me back. Then I decided to relocate to a city. I applied for like a whole month, nothing. And I wasn't even going to church because I was so upset inside of me. I was like, I was just tired to fellowship, even for my friends that would call me and some online programs I used to join. I was just so tired to even do anything, seriously. This is why making this podcast is very personal to me, because I know that I struggled with trusting God. And these points I gave you now is what helped me. Then one morning when I went to church that day, I met the man. The next day I got a job. Like it was that fast. It just made me know that what is for you will not stress you, you know. So people of God, if you can practice these steps, remember his promises, remember who God has always been, even in doubt and uncertainty, he will continually show himself trustworthy. Whatever thing you're going through, you're not the first, and you would never be the last. If others could pull through and make a success out of their life, then you can. You can. You're not alone. You're not alone. I just want to pray for you. Anybody who is struggling, who doesn't know who they are, who is struggling with sexual identity issues, who is struggling with gender identity issues, I don't even know the name to call it, but identity confusion, a whole lot of things, and you don't know who to talk to, you don't know how to sort out your feelings, you're going through a lot, I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Spirit of God. There is peace right now. Peace fill up your whole being right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your questions are answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Your tears are cleansed in the name of Jesus Christ. Your problems are rolled away in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he that has called you is faithful to the end. He did not bring you on earth to leave you hanging. He did not call you to leave you hanging. I pray that you experience peace. I pray that you experience the love of God like never before. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you. See you next week. Thank you.